warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also four times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina, Coochie, Coochie, Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, Virginia. Yes.
Wow.
Hello.
I feel like I'm in that train song, Meet Virginia. I'm sorry for bringing Train into this, especially the night after.
Virginia's for lovers. Hey, can we get more lights? I need to be bathed, darling. I want to show off my beautifully argand oiled skin.
Beautiful.
So look how nice Ben looks.
Oh. Well, thank you.
I could not iron. I'm very sorry. I had a nicer shirt.
I think you look very lovely. Doesn't Ronnie very look tired. Very lovely?
I wore spring colors.
Everyone here looks lovely.
You can what never... a cool place this is. This is a beautiful place.
Yeah, I was going to agree.
Am I screaming it? Just tell me.
It's okay.
That's what I sound.
Virginia's a beautiful place to visit.
It's really pretty here. You guys have art. Corner!
Rob and I are going to come here on our honeymoon. Oh, wait, he dumped me.
It really is beautiful, and I wasn't sure at first just because I'm a moody bitch, and we drove here from... the other place, and we, I'm so dumb, you guys.
Chapel Hill,
which was gorgeous. So we were driving in, and I was like, this is so beautiful. But you go through those trees, and then the sun shining through, and it's just gorgeous. It's like a dream. But I was like, how do epileptic people do this? Because it's just like, flash, 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 flash. And I was just like lulling to sleep on Ben in our Dodge Caravan.
Oh, God, I had to drive a minivan today.
We're like a little family in our Dodge minivan and our invisible children rubbing snot
monster.
All over the back seat.
I was a monster because I really needed Starbucks. And I was like, I really need Starbucks. I really need it. And like every sign was like every restaurant or fast food outlet except for Starbucks. It was like Bojangles and Denny's and like...
Bojangles,
Bojangles Jr. And like... I was like, where are the Starbucks? So finally, after like 2 hours, I was like, Ronnie, please we have to find the Starbucks. And he was like all mad. He was like fumbling his phone. I was like, Robbie! So
because you know when you're next to a dumb person in a car, me, it's like, look on the maps for the nearest Starbucks. And I was like, there is one 17 miles. And he starts looking. It was behind us. You know, don't ask me to look.
He's so mad.
You never ask me how to get someplace.
So we finally find the Starbucks, which was lovely. It was like in the best place on earth. It was in Petersburg. There was a Marshall's.
Yeah, you guys have everything here. It was like, it who was lives amazing. Here? Because all we saw were trees. And then we saw, I think, some wheat. And then we saw more trees. But then once you turn off, it's like, girls, everything there.
Yeah,
there's a TJ's, a Marshall's, a
it was like,
Cracker
it was
Barrels.
Like a Gina Wonderland. Yeah, it was amazing. Actually, we have a really fun, speaking of transportation, we actually have, so when we actually landed in Chapel Hill, we had this lady who picked us, we had an Uber driver named Andrea. And she was hilarious. She's like, oh, so where are you from? I'm from New York. What's going on? How's it going? You know, like a slow Bethany, you know, what's the matter? What's happening? What's going on? And so we were talking, we're like, oh, we do a podcast. Like, oh, yeah, a podcast. And we're like, yeah, it's
my
about
Bravo. My daughter listens to
My that. Daughter listens to podcasts. What's your podcast about? We're like, it's about Bravo.
She's so like, Ben's like, call your daughter right now, you know how he is. I'm just so glad she wasn't like, fuck them. I like bitch sesh, you know, because you know, that's the answer I was expecting. It's like, don't put her on the spot like that, that poor kid.
But it was really awesome. Our Uber driver's daughter is a full-on Geraldine.
Yeah!
And I think they came to our Chapel Hill show, so to Sarah and Andrea,
I don't know, it
thank
was a bad
you.
Sign because she tweeted us before, like, I'm coming up there, I'm going to come see the... But then she didn't tweet after, so like, Lord
oh,
knows. That was a,
Andrea
that was a weird dildo episode of Orange County that we did last night.
I know.
So I just wanted to say, love you guys. This town is so artistic and beautiful. We went to lunch here and saw all the hand-painted shit. I shouldn't say shit. Like, all the hand-painted beautiful artwork on the outside of the restaurants and stuff. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
And you guys pretend like you'll be healthy and vegetarian. Like, hey, we have a grilled vegetable sandwich. Girl, you fucking liars. I know there was bacon in there. I tasted it. And then it's just like cheese dripping down my face. And I was like, yes, this is my town.
We went to a place that was, like, very Gina. It was called Lunch.
No, it's called Lunch and Dinner.
It was like Lunch and Supper.
Lunch and Supper.
Lunch and Supper. I like going there because it's called Lunch and Supper, and I like Lunch and Supper.
And we had a very know-me waitress, Naomi from Southern Charm. She was like, hi. She kind of gave us a look. What did we ask about something?
I was like, oh, so how was the crab cake? She's like,
I don't know. I'm not from the north. I don't know.
She's like, you're in Virginia, and we
and
have a smoke
kept
crab
going,
back.
Okay, thank you. Kind of shading us. This is my kind of town.
Yeah, we had a fun time. But enough about Virginia. Let's talk about some Dallas, shall we?
Real Housewives of Dallas!
So welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about Bravo. Thank you guys all for coming. Everyone, hi everyone back there all the way at the bar, et cetera. Hi. Oh my God, you guys are so far away.
Hi. Trash is a trigger word for me. Just kidding. Who says that? That's how this episode starts, is a memory of Stephanie going, trash is like a trigger word for me. what does recycling do, Stephanie? Oh, I'm so sorry. I wrote this on my notes because I was looking through Facebook. You know how Facebook listens to you now? And if you're like, oh, I talked about a place called Lunch or Supper, and then the ads will be like, Lunch or Supper. Or if we say Mackenzie Childs, you'll look on your phone. You're like, are they listening to me? Because fucking Mackenzie's dead child is coming up here every other ad. So today, I go on Facebook, and the first thing I see is an ad that says, it shouldn't be hard to get hard. What the fuck? What the hell? Okay,
that
real
sounds like
awesome
a, that sounds like a Leanne-ism. Shouldn't be hard to get hard.
Oh, really? You're hard? Couldn't be as hard as my childhood.
Hard childhood. Oh, yeah, Viagra, how about you get some lock-in, okay?
And today we got Leanne. You know, she's doing her arm thing.
Yeah.
But now she's like in the cast of Hair. Like at the very first song, like Aquarius. Like everything. She's so upset. She's like, you listen to me.
She was doing a lot of like breaststrokes. She was like, no. No. By the way, there's someone here named Allison. It's her birthday, so happy birthday, Allison.
Birthday, Allison. Okay, so Trixie Monocle is out in full force for this
episode.
Trixie Monocle makes all the Bravo music in our minds.
Yeah.
And this one... They say your party won't be on till I get up in the place. Hey!
People say my name.
And then we're at Leanne's house. Like,
yeah.
Hey. Rich. When do you want to do the cake tasting?
And he's like, I don't know how to taste cakes.
How do you taste cakes?
How do you do that?
You just put cake in your mouth and you see what it tastes like? Really?
He's been married like 11 times, by the way. She's like, what'd you do the other times you were married? He's like, I don't remember.
By the way, can I talk for a moment about the opening credits for this show?
Yeah,
the opening lines? I actually think the lines are really, really good this season. But I was like watching it this week, and I realized that like every week, I feel like DeAndra's yelling at me. Do you guys ever feel that? She's like, I'm minding my business, so stop minding yours. I'm like, I'm just watching the show. I'm sorry, DeAndra. Don't project onto me your dissatisfaction with your mother.
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 I know every DeAndra tagline should end with, Mother.
Mother.
I'm minding business, and maybe you should try minding yours. Mother. Why did you do this to me, Mother? So Rich is pretending he doesn't know how to eat cake.
Yeah.
And it's like my Meemaw does that. Hey, Meemaw, call me if you need to go to the doctor. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
You don't know how to call me? I don't know how to use that phone. It's like a jitterbug fucking flip phone I bought her. I programmed everything in there.
Jitterbug.
You press one for Ronnie. Like, literally, that's all you have. I don't know how to do that. You don't know how to work your phone? No. I don't know how to work my phone.
I feel like that's the privilege of being older, is that you get to select or decide. You don't know how to do anything, so we don't have to do anything, right?
Because the first time you do it for her, she's like, well, I don't know how to do it now. I don't remember. You liar! What, you want me to come dial your fucking phone for you? Stop it!
Yeah. Meemaw. I'm standing up for you.
Whenever we do Real Housewives of Dallas, I get real down home. I'm like,
It really
I have been saying that all weekend. Thank you. To people. Who are you? Stop.
I know. I do it too. But it's more insulting because I'm from the north, so I guess I'm patronizing.
Thank you.
It's my truth coming out.
Thank you.
So then we wind up going to a cheer place. It's called Cheerette.
No.
I'm sorry.
First, we go over to DeAndra, who's working out with Kelly. So they're working out, and this is the first shot you see of DeAndra's face. She's like,
I don't know
Like, what the hell did you just do to me in exercise class?
I don't know why Mother designed these machines to be so difficult for me, Mother.
Dee is just eating with popcorn, just watching. DeAndra.
Yeah, Mama Dee's back there making the ellipticals tighter. But it was like one of those weird, like, Dallas class, you know, one of those rich lady class. They were probably stretching them all over. And DeAndra looks like she's about to die. She's all cross-eyed. And Carrie goes, you look like you were having a baby during this workout.
They do so much baby shaming on this show. It's amazing.
And just exercise shaming. Fucking Carrie. I wasn't sure about Carrie, but now I am. Like, just get someone to be bitchy to me in an exercise class. They're built for this, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. The jury's out a little bit for me on Carrie. I'm still waiting. I feel like she's making good progress so far, but I still want more.
She's starting fights with glow necklaces around her neck. Sounds good to me. So, cheer athletics, cheer dance, tumbling, car wash, candy store, woodshed, death factory, bookstore. It's like they do everything at this place.
Yeah. So it's like this big like cheerleading place and like muffler dealership
academy, if you will.
And so Brandy is there with her children, her lovely, lovely children, really just sweet angels, sweet, beautiful ginger angels.
I'm on their side. You know, every time I see those kids, I'm like, put some gum in her hair while you're in the back seat.
So Brandy has brought them there to teach them cheerleading, because Brandy says, well, you know, even though I'm a cheerleader, I never wanted to push this on them ever before. Like, even though I talk about cheerleading every single time as I'm on camera, I never push this on them whatsoever.
I would never push this on my children just so I have someone else in Plano to compete with.
Yeah.
I don't want to compete with my daughters. I would never want to do that.
She starts, like, doing cartwheels and shit in front of the kids. Like, let your kid do... Although her kids are really mean to her. Her kid's like, that was terrible form, mother.
Yeah, mother, you look like a slut.
And they had my favorite gym guy. He's now my favorite gym guy because he does the Dallas hand talking, too. He's like, so... I hear that you're getting them ready for tryouts. Have you guys set a date? He like runs his hand, rolls
He's like
his hand
tumbling.
Forward.
He's like,
have you tumbled towards a date?
And then we see, Brooklyn has been like a monster this season. And we, you know.
Or a hero. It's like that movie where Angelina Jolie is really the hero, but she's like the evil queen who tried to kill Sleeping Beauty. You know? I'm on her side. I'm with her.
It depends on which reboot you're watching. Are you watching The Dark Knight or are you watching Joker? It depends. But so basically, I've always felt like Brooklyn has been sort of possessed. And then like, and then she starts doing like the literal exorcist backwards walk. And I was like, she was literally like, ah! I'm like, y'all know she's about to puke some pea soup on you next, right? Like, you should take a step back.
And he's like, I really don't want to compete with you. Okay, you're crawling on the ceiling now. I literally can't do that.
Oh, well,
literally
I
cannot compete with
you. I know
she's
flexible, but she has spun her head all the way around.
Brandy's like, look what I can do. A backflip. Brooklyn's just like levitating. Like, oh, good job, mother. Oh.
It is Halloween, you know. It's a spooky episode.
Oh. So Brooklyn, she's like, you know, I get that it's just having kids, but lately everything with Brooklyn is a struggle. How do you think she feels?
Yeah. Well, Brandy's also like a little bit of an underminer too, which I always love when mothers do that on Bravo, because Brooklyn tries to do like a cartwheel and she sort of falls over and Brandy's like, you almost did it.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're
okay.
Almost there.
You're almost as good as me, a former professional cheerleader.
Yeah. So then Brandy really is just competing this whole time. She's like doing flips in front of her and she's like, oh, let me do this backflip off of a thing. It's like, that sucks, mother. It's like, Brandy, put me into the pyramid. Look at me up in the pyramid.
Yeah.
It's like
but
the little kids
it.
Trying to top her.
But at least she admitted. She's like, well, honestly, this is fun because basically I get to show off for my kids. Because my husband doesn't pay attention to me. Season one scars.
Don't make me feel bad for Brandy. That's not what I signed up for.
Ah, it's Halloween. Things are scary.
They did a lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Rain. Like, and then a dong. Dong.
They made it seem like this, like it was literally the apocalypse. There was like rain pouring down. Like everyone was like running for cover. And then we're like, we're at Toasted Coffee. I was like,
Stephanie's at Toasted.
Yeah.
So Stephanie goes into this coffee place and she's like, you guys have avocado toast, right? I just want to be friends with avocado toast. That's okay.
Can I have an avocado toast?
I'm like, really? Why do we have all this thunder and lightning for avocado toast? It's so dramatic.
So she's there to meet my personal hero, Miss Cameron Westcott. She's like, gosh. I should have brought Louie with me, but I didn't know if the restaurant accepted dogs. How's your weekend going? Nod. Not. Mm. And one of her eyes is kind of closing, and she thinks that both of them are. You know, she's like,
They accepted dogs.
I mean, they take credit cards and cash, but I didn't know they took dogs, too.
So she's like, how's your weekend going? And Stephanie's like, good. And then Cameron just stares at her going,
I don't believe you.
So she's like, okay, well, okay, I know we had our differences at, like, that party, but, I just wanted to, like, close this chapter and, like, figure it out with you. And Cameron's like,
Last time I checked, you didn't order me a taco salad.
We're not at the taco salad stage, which is why we're toasted.
Yeah.
So Stephanie's like, you know, I know you didn't feel accepted by us in the beginning, but I feel like that we both probably felt a little bit judged. And, like, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry for my part in that. And Cameron goes, which is a nice thing to say. And Cameron's like, yeah, I don't know how
how you felt judged in the beginning. Yeah. Even though my voice is naturally judgy, I don't know why you would feel that way.
It's just how I talk.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know how you felt judged, because I'm like the victim here, you know? It's like, yeah, but, you know, we've never felt accepted in the beginning. She's like, I don't know how you felt not accepted in the beginning. Cameron's just going to, like, talk
yeah,
around
she's
it.
Going to
and
circles.
Then the sound effects go, it's my favorite sound effect. And Cameron has her little monologue. She's like, I never, like, I felt our issues in the beginning was because Brandy and I had tangles.
Yeah, okay? Tangles.
For instance, when Brandy was screaming at my face in the table, saying the effing word.
The effing word.
Face.
The effing word.
Face.
Girl.
She was saying it in my face. Effing the
in my
effing
face.
Word.
In my face. She was going to come across the table and poke my eyes out. With the effing words.
You didn't even say anything to her. And she's like, well, see, like, like, I just think, like, you know, sometimes people, like, group me and Brandy together. And, like, I don't really like when I do that. Hold on. Brandy, I'm telling her right now that I really don't like when people group us together. Oh, my God. She almost did it. Tell her she almost did it. Almost made that backflip. I don't know. Okay,
girl.
What were you saying?
Every carny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads. But they work quite well.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also 4 times gentler. Zendium. Natural protection. Clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
When someone's being attacked, it's appropriate to stand up and defend your friend, girl.
Girl, I'm like not Jesus, like sent to this earth to tell other people what's right.
No, that's my job, and what you did was not right. I feel like sometimes you can't defend me. Because, I don't know, maybe it's because I have such a prestigious job with the Global Pet Expo.
Global Pet Expo. Set. Global Pet Expo.
You know?
In my eyes, a good friend would have stood up and said, Brandy, sit down and don't yell effing in people's faces.
Effing in people's faces.
Thunder, thunder.
So Cameron keeps pushing this whole idea that, like, Stephanie, even though Cameron was the one who started this whole argument at that table, that Stephanie should have somehow stood up for her after Brandy said, effin.
In my face.
In my face. So Stephanie's like, well, I was having a hard time on that trip because, you know, I was thinking about, like, suicide and stuff. And Cameron's like, and you told Carrie about it and not me.
Yeah, you went to Carrie and you told her all about it. And you've known her for, like, 2 weeks. And I've known you for, like, 2 years. And it's like, okay, I get that you wish that I would have gone to you. But, like, I just don't, like, know that I could talk to you. Because, like, I hope that in the future we have a kind of relationship where I could, like, like come to you. But, like, right now, it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, right now we're, like, on that surface where... And Catherine's like, Cameron's like, surface,
As soon as
she said surface in my face.
Surface, that's a discontinued tablet. If the moment that Stephanie said surface, I was like, oh, okay, Cameron's going to hear that, and then she's just going to go around in circles, like, you're done, yeah. Eat your avocado toast, don't even bother, like, this is over, right?
Whoa.
And of course, that's exactly what happened.
It's funny that you say the word surface in my face.
Yeah.
Because I thought we had a really deep relationship where I could call you and be like, girl.
Girl.
I'm glad you told me where we stand, because now I know where we stand.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, girl, that I put a lot of effort into this friendship. Like, that really hurts my feelings. Like,
I reached out to you, though, that we worked out on Monday, and we really shared a lot. And then it does a flashback of them working out, and she goes, my mom says beauty is pain.
I fully reached out to her. Like, I work out with her on Mondays.
Like, I don't tell anyone that thing that my mom said. That's a Cameron family secret. And I told her.
And then she's doing that thing where she thinks she's being like a tough girl from the Bronx, you know, in her diary room session. She's like,
yeah,
she's like getting her head like right up in the camera,
up.
Like, and now we're surface.
We're surface.
We took a class where we vibrated ourselves with cold metal. So
I've been to Sur La Table, but I've never been to surface or sir.
I've been to Sur La Table, but I've never been to Me La Table. Okay. So she's like, and now you're saying I'm surface? What the F?
And the best part is, while Cameron is fully victimizing herself, she has the audacity to say, everyone's playing the victim.
It's like, I mean, I'm the victim here. I'm the victim.
I was the one that was attacked, and I thought it should be my friend that should have been there, and she wasn't there, and now you're saying that I wasn't there, and now I'm the bad friend? I'm the victim here, and you guys are trying to be the victim, but I'm the victim here.
And then they pull out some Leanne Stock music. It's like carnival music. It's like... And Stephanie's like, when Cameron is, like, fighting with you, she's like a hamster on wheels. She just keeps going. And it goes to Cameron going, when someone is attacked, you go outside and you say, stop it, you squinty-eyed little monster. And going, you help the needy people, okay? The people who just need taco seasoning packets and a hug, okay? The people who fight hard so the rest of us can carry around purse rain jackets without being mocked in public, okay?
So then Cameron gets up, and whenever she stands up quickly, she does that corpse bride thing where her head, like, falls over. She's like...
And she does, like, the Michael Jackson zombie thing, the Thriller thing where her head, like, kind of creaks over. Yeah. She's like...
My head accelerates at a different rate. So she's standing up, and then Stephanie is like... Stephanie is being so mature during this, and she's like, I understand that you felt alone, and I'm trying to honor those feelings. And Cameron goes... Okay, I'll sit down. Like, thank you for honoring me with your sitting down.
Yeah. She's like, well, I want to move forward. And I'm glad that you talked to me. I'm glad you said sorry. Whatever you said, plus sorry. That was great. And so she's like, this has been the most exhausting moment of my life.
Yeah.
I just feel like I gave birth, like, literally to a 6-foot-tall blonde baby.
It's true, kind of. And then Stephanie goes, I'm literally going to take this to go. And she hasn't even touched her avocado toast, which, by the way, was also the saddest avocado toast I've ever seen. Can we talk about that? What a stingy-ass place this toasted is, okay? They put, like, one avocado, like, slice, and they tried to spread on this thin veneer. That's not what I want out of my avocado, and that's not what America needs.
Damn it. And that's the night the light, what was it?
And that's never the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yes.
I toasted.
Oh, God. Okay, so Stephanie's like, okay, I'm really glad we worked this out. So, like, the past? The past is in the past. So, like, we never have to have this conversation again. Right?
And we'll never mention it again.
Can't believe you didn't eat your avocado toast. And she's like, I just wanted to focus on you. That's all. Just wanted to focus on you.
And I was terrified. So then we...
Trixie Monocle's, like, going hard rock crazy.
It's like Trixie Monocle featuring Slash.
Yeah, it's like, hi you!
Hi you! With the avocado toast. You know who needs toast? It's me.
It's like hard rock, and it's like, oh, Stephanie's at lunch again.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephanie goes immediately to a lunch with Brandy. And speaking of avocado, was anyone else extremely distracted by the lady in the background with avocado earrings?
Yes, thank it was you. A very avocado episode.
There was a lady like right there in the camera who's like, oh, I heard they're shooting Dallas today, so I'm putting on my brightest avocado. She had
huge,
earrings.
They were huge.
These huge, like avocado, like someone cut an avocado
cut
in half.
So
they probably were
the
not
middle.
Even real earrings. She probably literally cut an avocado in half. I was like, I have 5 minutes. Just stick this on my ear.
And she had like a matching outfit, and then she was talking like this. She was one of those background people who totally doesn't know they're on TV. She's like,
she's like, I am emoting a lot. What a great story.
Yeah. But she left there like completely blinded by her avocados.
There's like green like guacamole flying past everyone's face. She's like, we saw you, lady. We know what you're up to.
Mm. So Brandy's like, you know it would be so much fun?
Yeah.
Haunted house.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. That's really scary.
Like a real one? Like a house? Like a place with a medium?
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to go ghost hunting, which is, I guess maybe that's what happens after you see your daughter climb upside down. Now that I've realized that my daughter's possessed and Max von Sydow is not available, I thought we should go ghost hunting instead.
I want to compete backflips with all the ghosts that we find. So she's like, well, if nothing happens, we can do the Ouija board. And Stephanie's like, do you think the devil's going to come inside you? Like, speaking of, I went to the coffee with Cameron.
Yeah. So, and poor Stephanie, she's so optimistic. You know, God, we love Stephanie. She is so nice and so sweet and so forever optimistic. She is. But she's like, yeah, I had a conversation with Cameron. And it really went well. I think, like, everything's fine. Everything's good. It's like that part in the horror movie, since we're talking about spooky things, when they're like, well, looks like we got rid of the ghost. Let's go back into the house. Everything's fine. And then next thing you know, like...
Cameron.
Yeah. Just like Carrie, like... She sticks a sad hand out of the dirt.
Well, Kyle Richards is going back to Halloween. So, you know, that is like a housewife fraternity.
Wow.
She's going to betray Michael.
Yeah.
Michael's going to be like, I've been betrayed.
Michael Myers is going to try to kill her. And she's going to be like, listen, Michael, it's not, we love you. We love you. But we know that you've been selling stories to Radio Online. He's like, I'm trying to kill you.
I know. Finally, Michael removes the mask and he's like, Ken.
I think that if Michael Myers saw Kyle Richards in that fedora, he'd just turn around and go to a different house.
It's too difficult, yeah.
He's like, no, it's not worth it. He's like, my job is to scare people, and this fedora's already doing it, so why would I take that away from the world of monsters?
So they're talking about this, how she went to see Cameron, and she's like, I'm so proud of myself because, like I've been going to my, like, life coach, and, like, it really taught me to stand up for myself. And then they cut to the life coach, and she's like, now, have we invested in Stephanie? What we want to do is invest in Stephanie so the life stock goes up. I was like, oh, shut up. Give me back my money. You're hot, you're thin, and you're rich. Stop fucking crying, okay? There's your therapy. It was free.
So they're talking about Leanne's upcoming bachelorette party, and Brandy's not going to be able to make it because of an, Brooklyn has a cheer audition somewhere. And Stephanie, everyone's like just like laughing already. Like, And Deandra wasn't invited. So, and then they start talking about how there's like all these events for this wedding. And there's like a lingerie, there was the lingerie party last week, and then the bachelorette party, and then a couple's shower, and then like a doggy shower. And then,
donate
like,
me some Dillard's gift cards for no good reason party.
Yeah. So then
there's
we see
the popcorn pops and hot oil party.
So then there's, like, this montage of all the housewives talking about what events they've been invited to. So you have, like, Stephanie being like, I've been invited to the lingerie party, the bachelor party, and the couples party. Yeah. And then Carrie's like, I'm invited to lingerie and bachelorette. And Brandy's like, I'm invited to the lingerie and a couples party. And then we just get to Cameron. She goes, I've been invited to everything.
Of course you have. You're the richest one there.
Yeah.
Shit, I invited Cameron places. I don't even know the bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, Cameron, you want to come to dinner? Just keep inviting Cameron to everything every day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dandrel. I didn't get invited to anything, mother. So then Trixie,
you know that Dee has all those invitations in her closet. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess you didn't get invited again, Deandra. Does that make you sad? Mother's here.
Yeah, Mama D would like hack that fucking website, you know, and just like erase all the people
she would.
So then we get to Steve Kimball, otherwise known as the living version of Liza Minnelli, just trying to keep... Well, Liza Minnelli is alive. Living. She is living.
She's alive.
Sorry, Liza. God.
The living spirit of Judy Garland.
I'm the worst gay person. Like, I do a Bravo podcast. There is nothing gayer than what I'm doing. I could be sucking a dick and it would be less gay than what I'm doing right now. And I forgot Liza!
How could you do that to Liza? Poor Liza.
I'm sorry, but I mean, okay. It's the living Liza in heat. Because you know Liza ain't in heat. Like, Liza's not in Palm Springs. Like, like it's great. Like, she's somewhere air-conditioned.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve Kimball is yeah. who I meant.
He has a giant thing in his head, in his hair, and he's just walking around going, bokeh.
He's wearing a glitter thing, then with feathers, like, coming down, yeah. and a glitter jacket, and his wig, which is so cute, his Blagojevich wig. What was his name?
Rod Blagojevich.
Yeah, Blagojevich.
It's like if Rod Blagojevich said, I want to look more like Chris Kardashian.
Yes.
So it was like sort of caught in the middle, but with a fascinator too. He's basically like a one-man pride float and a one-man parade.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is an honor. We can only dream to be as wonderful as that.
Yeah. I love that guy. Every gay, everybody should have a friend like that. Like when you walk into the room, they're like, yes! What can we ask people to give you, Ronnie?
Well, I was really hoping that I would be able to get this $2 million house after all I've done for you, Mr. Realtor.
Ronald, I have always supported clowns in my journey, and I thank you for this Big Mac combo meal. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I could pay for that baked potato, but... I've been so nice to Brandy and Wendy. Obviously, that shows I like women with red hair, so... Just Leanne scamming free fast food.
Yes, just Leanne scamming everything. I've been so supportive of Living in Spaces. Thank you, Living Spaces, for this sectional.
I once had a chihuahua. Thank you, Taco Bell, for that burrito. Thank you.
I like that you're aiming. We're just aiming so low.
You tried to elevate it.
Some burgers, some tacos, and a couch. Like a cheap Living Spaces couch.
You tried to elevate it with Living Spaces. I was like, I'm keeping it in Taco Bell.
I'll keep coming back to Taco Bell. I've ordered that shit on Grubhub, and that is terrible. You know, that Taco Bell is okay. Like even when you're sober and eating it hot. You don't want that shit soggy at your house, like 80 minutes after you ordered it, you know? No one answers at Taco Bell. Like, where's my Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Nobody.
A lot of consistency with Taco Bell.
So Leanne comes in. It's this huge garish, because this is like the gay seafood, you know.
It's actually called like Gays and Gals. It's like very NeNe Leakes. Like Gays and Gals and Where and Why.
Gays, Gals, water bottles, seafood and
plastic accoutrements.
Plastic cups and gays.
Yeah.
Party.
So she's hugging everybody, and she's got a veil with Rich's face, you know, in, like, different hot phases.
Yeah.
Rich is one of those people who hit 47, probably when he was 13, and then just stayed
just
there forever.
He's like Steve Martin. He just sort of hit that age, like, in the 70s, and just is like, this is how I'm going to look for the rest of life.
Yeah, it's like equal hotness the whole time, you know? It was just, like, different eye patches every time, you know?
So, that, like, yeah, Leanne's wearing some, like, cheap veil with, like, all these, like, cutouts that are, like, taped on with scotch tape all over the veil. And Cameron's
And you
like,
know that fucking Kinko's FedEx had to donate that shit to her, too. I've always supported you, Kinko's FedEx.
I have brought so many things here to be laminated. So
I've always supported lamination, Kinko's FedEx.
So there is someone who's like really supportive of our Kinko's humor here. Thank you. She's like, finally the Kinko's jokes I've been waiting for.
So then Leanne's like being hugged by people.
Wait, the veil. We just have to talk about this veil.
Okay.
So this like, you know, like a typical like cheap veil, like with stuff on it. You know, it's like a bachelorette party, and Cameron comes up and goes, Girl. That's the best veil I've ever seen in my life. It's like the taco salad of veils.
So Leanne's hugging people, and she's like, oh,
Do not touch my hands. I had them injected.
They're filled.
She got her fucking hands filled.
Like with M&M's? Like, what is it?
Who did that for free? You do it? You're so young. Get out of here.
Hands
you get your
filled.
Hands filled? I mean, I should. I was like, who gets their hand? Oh, Jesus God, I got old bitch hands. Girl.
They're just hands, but they fill quite well.
But I'm already filled. You know, like, what do I go? Well, can I have bigger hands? Look at these fucking things.
I feel like... And you know, here's the thing. I don't really trust a lot of filler places because I've seen what they've done to a lot of our housewives. And the truth is, I know if I went to get my hands filled, I'd come out looking like Mickey Mouse. Like, hey!
Very famous.
He really
is. He's got a lot of Instagram followers.
He's a famous mouse.
Actually, I'm in. Getting my hands filled immediately.
You know, I like Mickey Mouse, but I didn't appreciate when he got on my face and was like, effin, effin, effin.
Steamboat Willie was effing in my face.
Yeah. So Cameron, a native Californian, tells us something about Texas culture. She's like, it's a true thing to celebrate many, many times before your wedding. For instance, when I was getting married to Court, every time I left the room, people would celebrate. They celebrated so many times. Must be a Texas thing.
We only do that in Texas. Like, parties. Like, before weddings, people have parties.
It's a thing.
So, other Carrie, original Carrie, pirate Carrie.
It's funny saying original Carrie about Carrie Duber, because...
Well, I mean, Coke has gone through a lot of iterations, too.
That's true. So anyway, yes, it's like saying RoboCop, original RoboCop, you know? So original Carrie checks in on Stephanie. She's like, girl.
Not to be confused. Sorry, that you like triggered me into a Cameron. Girl. No, this is like, girl.
As opposed to girl.
And she has that one Popeye eye that's just like, like you don't know if it's mad. Do you just need your spinach? What's going on?
That instantly made my eye itch when you said that. Like, just saying... Carrie.
My eye has been twitching lately. Like, I've had that involuntary twitch of the eye, which is karma. That's some karmic shit that's coming to me. That's why I'm wonky-eyed on one eye, because I was always making fun of Andy Cohen, and then I woke up, just one of my eyes was, like, half-closed. Some karmic shit.
You got to be careful. You can't make fun of Andy Cohen. He'll get you.
This is just basic karma, you know? It's like... Yeah. Oh, shit, my eyes half closed, you know? And then I start developing a twitch.
And then
my hands get bigger suddenly.
And then he's going to pop up and be like, so, Ronnie, have you had anything done since the last time we saw you? It looks like your eye's a little wonky.
Where'd you get those boobs, Ron?
How's your penis? Have you been having sex with people lately?
We're the fakest bitches, you know
so
that,
fake.
Right? Because just this week, we're like, hi, Auntie Cohen.
No, we are fake. We are fake.
We like, emailed. He did. But I was totally supportive. He's like, hi, Auntie Cohen. Do you want to come to one of our shows one time? And his, like, eighth assistant was like, no, bitch.
No, his assistant was wonderful. I emailed Andy Cohen's assistant. And I was like, hey, we're doing some shows in New York. We'd love it if you could come. If Andy could come. Because, you know, we're like, Bravo. We're at the end of the day. We're all big Bravo fans, etc. And so the assistant was great, and she passed it along to the publicity manager, and the publicity manager was like, Andy won't be able to participate.
Yeah, we're busy. We're busy. Yeah. Which, of course, you are.
It was Kate Chastain, basically. Like, No. That's
I feel
cute.
Like Kate Chastain authors all the rejection emails I get ever, you know?
No. I'm sorry, we can't help you at this time. We can't accommodate that request this time. Yeah. Mm.
It's like you check your Uber rating. Like, do I have a decent Uber rating?
No.
Mm. It's just Kate's face there, like on a little Nissan Maxima.
Mm-mm. Am I approved for this loan? No. No, you're a podcaster. No.
Had to confess that I'm a fake bitch.
I think that'll help people get through life, actually. Anytime you are faced with rejection... Just imagine it's Kate Chastain doing it to you, and it's, like, so much better. Right? Yeah. Good life advice. No. That's right. No.
So, okay. where are we in this show? Carrie Duber. Texas. You see what Carrie Duber leads to?
Yeah. Like,
get her back on this show. So Carrie Duber is talking to Stephanie. And she's like, so, girl, you good with Cameron? Because you look a little weird. It's like, oh my God, like, things with Cameron are amazing. Like, we went to lunch the other day. It was really good. It went really good. It's like, okay. So she goes straight. It's like 5 seconds later. Carrie walks right up to Cameron. Girl.
Girl.
So Steph said you had a good conversation. Girl. And Cameron's like,
oh, yeah. She did.
That's so nice.
That's so sweet of her to lie like that.
Yeah. And Carrie's like, I sense some, like, lying in your voice. She's like,
I just don't do fakeness, even though everything about me just seems to exude fakeness.
I don't do fakeness. I just don't like it. Okay? Yeah. Like, I feel fakeness. Like, I feel it. Like, I'm just not buying into it, you know?
Yeah.
Now, here's where my theory comes in, that Cameron might be an alcoholic. Because that's just crazy to go from being like, yes, everything's great, to being like, fuck that girl.
Yeah. Cameron goes, yeah. So, we agreed to move forward, but yeah, guess what? I'm not moving forward anymore.
I've gone this much forward, but I'm not going this much forward.
Yeah.
And the gay gym teacher's like, but are you going to this date? Like, this date. How forward are we
going to
go?
I'm just going a little forward, and then I'm stopping, and I'm waiting for someone to be like, Cam, why don't you go so far forward? And I'll be like, because no one stood up for me, so I'm just staying right here, girl.
Effing in my face.
Yeah, effing in my face.
She's like, I'm avoiding Stephanie 100% because I don't want to give daylight to someone who calls me a service friend. I was like, what? I had to rewind it because it just didn't make sense. Like, obviously, she's repeating surface friend, but I just heard, like, service friend. I'm not going to give daylight, first of all. You don't give daylight, ma'am.
Yeah.
Who does that? I'm not going to give daylight. Somebody calls me a service friend. Yeah. It's like, you would get on an airplane for free if you were a service friend. You'd have to sleep under the seat a little bit, but it's a free ticket. Be thankful.
Do you know, we've been doing so many Cameron things up on the stage that I've actually pulled my muscle back here. I'm like, Revenge of Cameron. This is what it's like being a podcast. You have to make sacrifices for your craft.
You should try and live in my
Girl.
Body. Yesterday, I stepped up on something. Today, I was like, oh, I'm dying. I'm dying. So much working out.
So then Steve gets back on the microphone and is like, here comes Jenny P, who's a drag queen who comes out and dances. And it's like fun. It's like drag queens, et cetera, et cetera. And
a tremendous amount of my friends are homosexuals.
Never would have thought. Never would have thought. I am a drag queen trapped in an old lady's body.
Oh, she said, I'm a drag queen trapped in a white bitch's body. Oh. I was like, that's weird. You've given yourself your own checkbox on the census, you know?
So then Cameron has, of course, thoughts on drag queens. She's like, drag queens are much better than strippers. Strippers get all sweaty. And you don't know where they've been touched. Gives me the jeepers.
Gives me the jeepers.
Jeepers.
But you know, if this was anyone else's party, she would be like, drag queens are disgusting.
Yeah. I don't like things that drag themselves. Stand up.
So Leanne is getting that that lap dance we all dream for at our party. Some drag queen being like, yeah, like hard into her.
You know, all the gays there were probably furious that there were no strippers. I mean, that's the fun, that's the reason why you go to a bachelorette party.
Yes, I didn't come to your party for drag queens. I could have done that at home.
Yeah. I guess you could do strippers at home, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's true. They're more expensive, though.
True.
And you can, drag queens are more fun. I agree with Cameron.
Well, why can't we have both?
I don't know. You're making these difficult choices. I'm not here to make difficult choices. Just bring them both.
Asking the hard questions. So, so they are all going in for, like, they all have a group hug, and everything's like really, like, everything's like just going
Cameron is giving her shade to Stephanie for no reason. So they're watching the drag show, and everyone's clapping, and Stephanie's behind Cameron, and she goes, oh my God, Cameron, that is fucking amazing. Cameron's like, and won't look back at her. So she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I cursed. She goes, that's okay. You cursed behind me, so we're good.
So Carrie, I don't even know why Carrie, like Carrie with a K is there, but she's there. And so everything's going well, and she decides that she wants to pull Leanne aside for a talk. So
I feel guilty that I'm at this bachelor party because I was brought into this group by Dandra and Dandra's in the air. We should be here together. Leanne, let's talk.
And yeah. She has this big glow necklace.
Yeah. So she's like, I have been coming to all your events, which is nice. But you haven't invited me to your wedding.
Okay. Now, you know I love some Leanne Locken, but Leanne Locken is getting herself in a bunch of fucking trouble. Did you not notice how Leanne is talking to Carrie? Carrie's like, listen, I love coming to all your events. And she goes, Chip, Chip, Chip. She kept saying, did you hear Leanne?
Saying
she's like,
Chep.
Chess, Chess. Like
she said Chess?
She kept saying something like, yep, but it was like, Chip, Chip. It's like, what are you doing right now? I already see her with a big shovel, just shoveling a fucking hole for herself to fall into, you know?
Well,
which
I
is what Leanne does. She digs some glorious, glittery holes.
Yeah. Well, including inviting Carrie to all her events, but not to the wedding. So she's like, oh, you're not invited to the wedding? I mean, you should be. I told Steve, invite that crazy bitch who I hate.
You weren't invited? Now, you know, the Postal Service loses about 30%.
30% of all of mail. You send a piece of mail and you are playing with fire.
It's like the one company in the entire U.S. that Leanne has done nothing for. Like, they owe her nothing. They're like, bitch, you haven't done anything for us.
So Carrie's like, well, why is Deandra not here? And so now Leanne's like, I'm waiting for her to reach out to me.
She starts like, it's a ballad on American Idol where it starts like this. There's a couple of hands like this. And you just know, because you watch American Idol every week, that soon someone's going to be like, but it always has to start like this. Yeah. So that's what she's doing. She's like, I am waiting for her to reach out to me.
To me, okay? And Carrie's basically like, well, why don't you just be the bigger person? I always have to be the bigger person, okay? I'm always the bigger person. Why can't she be the bigger person? I mean, she is the bigger person. You know what I'm saying, Carrie?
Oh, no. It's always like danger. You just see it coming. So Carrie's like, really? Because she's apologized. And she goes, I agree. So Leanne does that thing where she argues with you, but she agrees with you first, then argues, so you're already nodding. Like, thank you. So she goes, I agree. So what if I tell you that your husband, Eduardo, is fucking like three other women in this city, and I know that you won't up to it. I know you won't up to Eduardo fucking other women, because you should own up to that, because we're friends. What is that sentence? What are you saying right now? And she's like, okay, but you can't keep bringing up the same thing. And she goes, I'm not.
Another problem with the USPS, by the way. Oversized mail. Who are they to say who it's oversized? Forever stamp. Forever stamp. I thought me and DeAndre were forever stamp. Put a stamp on that. Nothing lasts forever.
And then Carrie goes, but you've already forgiven her. And she goes, I did. Like that agreeing before she disagreed goes again. So Carrie's like, be the bigger person and invite her to the next event. First of all, shut the fuck up. You don't get to invite people to other people's weddings. Who are you? Why are you even here? Be quiet.
So then this is
second of all, I'm on your side in this one, Carrie. You know?
Hypocrite.
It's a circle of hypocrisy.
Yeah. So then this is when Leanne, she's like, all right, I've got to resort to the big guns. I'm going to start doing some breaststroke and dramatic readings. It took a lot of courage to talk shit about Rich. Because he's a faithful motherfucker. Swish.
Well, this is the courage speech. It took courage to talk shit about Rich because he's a faithful motherfucker. It took courage to trash his name.
It took courage
to destroy
His reputation.
And Carrie's like, but, you know, like you have all these arms dancing yeah. in your face. And Carrie's like, but. And she goes, no.
Hold up. Hold Pac-Man up. Face. Hold up. Pac-Man hands. Hold up.
I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to call it Clip because Chips already have a trademark on that. Yep. Sorry, Dorinda.
Hold up. I just ate that little vitamin thing, and now I can eat the ghosts. And I'm eating you now with my Pac-Man. Pac-Man hand.
Pac-Man.
Hold up. You're not letting me finish. Mm.
And Carrie's like, so you're not moving forward. And she's like, hold up.
All the shit took courage to do. And the one thing,
And then she grabs, because Carrie's just not dancing along, you know?
Carrie's like,
it's like ice skating where the other person's just staring at you while you're like jumping and fucking doing the splits. And like, and the other person's like, no, I don't like this ice skate. You know, so Carrie won't do it. So Leanne just grabs both of her hands. She's like, no! Listen to me. Carrie's like, I'm being assaulted right now. So she's like, listen, she didn't have the courage. I can't do this because I'm holding your hand. She didn't have the courage.
Like I have the courage to grab your hands that are filled right now. My hands are filled, but I must
touch you. Sorry, I'm licking on your wrist. They're new. She didn't have the courage to come to me and say, I miss you, friend. I miss you.
Oh, my God. Leanne. Fucking Leanne.
What a beautiful fucking weirdo.
I know. I love her overdramatic soliloquies. It's like, that is just like one of my favorite things that she does, you know?
Well, so, it's like doing the vagina monologues, but people get to talk back. And you're like, yeah. Wait a minute, this was a monologue. How dare you? She's like, she does this huge performance, and then Carrie's like, no, why don't you just invite her? It's like, damn it.
The Carney monologues. It took courage to get on the salt and pepper shakers. It took courage to almost go upside down. And it took courage to ride the Trabant twice in a row.
So she's like, but she has reached out to you. She has. She's like, but she hasn't taken actions to tumble forward to a data gymnast. She's like, but she has.
I'm not
she
going
has,
forward yeah. anymore. It's not about you, Cam.
She hasn't taken action. Do you want to see my phone? Here, put your phone right next to my phone so you can see my phone. Bang! Got it. You're terrible at Candy Crush and you spend too much money on Joss and Main. Bitch! Cloned it.
Cloned your phone. Yeah, corny trick. I can clone phones. We learned how to do that before phones were invented, by the way. That's how good we are.
I think Leanne is a big hypocrite. Because if you say you want to move forward, you don't wear sleeves that are so long other people trip on them, making it impossible for them to move forward.
Because we haven't mentioned Leanne's sleeves are like those. It's like a statue of Jesus with the long sleeves, but it's like someone's melting Jesus' arms, and they're
it's
just like all
the Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
It's like a car wash.
Yeah.
Jesus does this.
All right, drive your car under my arms. Let's clean them up.
So
Leanne's like, everyone agrees that I've reached out.
Everyone at this party.
Everyone at this party agrees.
9 out of 10 Steve Kimball, non-dentists at this party.
Steve agrees the most. He agrees. So then Carrie brings all the women over so they can hash out with, like, all of them, you know? And so the women all come over. They're like, fine. And Carrie's like,
no, they don't wander over. Carrie goes, oh, really? Let's ask them. Bring them over.
Yeah.
Girls, come over here. Let us take a poll.
And Leanne's like, you need to. I've reached out. It's Deandra's turn to step up, grow up, and be an adult.
Like, does the numbers with her fingers. So she's like, okay, bring them over. So all the girls come over.
Yeah, and Carrie's basically like, oh, do you think it's weird to have a party and leave one person out? I'm like, it's called being on Bravo. Sorry, that's just what happens every season on every show.
And Stephanie's like, well, to be fair, like, I didn't finish my avocado toast, and like, it was kind of brown when I got home. I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, that turns out avocado doesn't travel well, so.
So Carrie's like, did Deandra apologize? She's like, yes, and so did I.
It's like, okay.
And then finally Leanne loses it, and she's like, listen, I'm getting married. This is the one time. It's my day!
You know, if this were Inside Out, like, if Inside Out were taking place in Leanne's brain, all those little characters just pushing any button that they could. They're like, do anything right now. She's like, oh, I've waited for so long. I'm sad and angry and sad. I've waited for so long. It's about me. The one fucking time in my life, it's about me.
Listen, I am getting married, and I have fucked a lot of frogs.
Literally fucked frogs. You ever fuck a real frog? Miss Piggy don't know what she's talking about.
And then she's like, she just takes off her shoe. She starts waving her shoe around in her face. You take off your shoes, and they're like, what are the red heels called? Not obviously these.
Louboutin?
Louboutins. But you know how people on Bravo, they're like, on the reunion, they're like, look at my Louboutin, but they're like totally red. And you're like, did someone carry to you your chair? Like, how the fuck do you have unscuffed red soles? And Leanne's are like, I've walked 10 miles in these Louboutins.
So basically, Leanne's doing this whole, like, I finally doing something for me. And Carrie's like, I understand, but like, no, shut up for 2 motherfucking seconds of Carnia speaking. I'm doing something for me. Doing something for me.
But she invited you to her 50th birthday party. That's what she keeps saying. Like, that's such a huge gift to be invited to someone's party.
Yeah, to be invited
to
the not a roast.
But she invited you to the trip I did.
Not a roast.
And Leanne goes, who gives a jack's ass? I had my 50th last year. 50th is done. 50th birthday parties are over.
So then, Carrie's like, she's like, oh, but you forgave her. But my fiance hasn't. My fiance has not. Forgive
him. He will never.
He has been hurt to the bottom of his heart. He is in pain. He is unhappy. He is on the floor. He has been run over by a merry-go-round. Dead. He will never live again. He is turned into dust.
Sam. To Rich going, Leanne.
I'll forgive her.
You gotta forgive. That's the Christian thing to do. Now, if I forgive her, you should forgive her. While you're at it, ask her what cake is and how do you eat it. Because I'm extremely confused.
Well, I did not realize that Rich had said that. I think he must have sent that in a letter, which, as we all know, gets mostly lost to the USPS. It's a terrible organization. Really, really should be investigated. Really terrible.
This is my party. This is about... Every single person here is someone who loves me.
And there's like some pop-up back there with little like Wendy samples. Like, here, would you like a Wendy sample? Because they're like trading for catering points.
So that, yeah, she's like, everyone here is supposed to be someone that loves me. And Carrie's like, well, Deandra could be that person. She's like, well, she's not. She's like, that's not what I hear. Then she should tell me.
To me.
To beat me. Your chest.
I'm the bitch you should tell it to.
Not the balloon animal twister. Love you, by the way, animal balloon twister. I've loved supporting animal balloons over the years.
Don't tell it to Brandy. Don't tell it to you. Don't tell it to the trolley. To me. Your neighborhood carny.
Okay, so then Leanne just goes on another offensive rant, okay? She didn't tell it to me. And then she starts doing this to her. She's like, maybe you didn't understand me. She starts doing like sign language at her. Like, maybe you did not understand me. Here's what I'm saying. It's like, oh my God. You make it so hard to fight for you sometimes.
Yeah. Then she has this. This is at the point where her monologue just goes and just careens off the cliff. She's like, I am sorry that you don't understand this, okay? But let me explain to you in my world, okay? All these people have shown me via actions how much they love me. So when you give me an action, you get a motherfucking invitation, okay? And until then, go fucking stand in the vasectomy line.
It's like she had everybody with the pointing and like the direct, like planes I'm are landing.
There.
I see
the finish line. I'm going to land this one. Yeah. We are going to do this Carrie Strug style.
All these Southwest planes start landing perfectly, you know, at DFW or whatever. But then she gets to the go over and stand in the vasectomy line. And then the music just goes, meow. Carrie just goes, what does this have to do with the vasectomy line, though? She goes, I don't know, but it sounds good to bitches I don't like.
Yeah. Now, here's where Leanne really got herself in trouble, because then she walks away and goes up to Steve and hugs Steve and goes, I'm getting yelled at because DeAndre's not here. Oh, the great and almighty fat cow isn't here to be worshipped. You're like, uh-oh.
Okay.
Mama D's at home just, like, laughing.
Yeah, it's like, so bad. It's so bad. Okay, well, first of all, she's talking, I thought, okay, this is me giving someone the benefit of the doubt, which, of course, I would never do. So I was already horrified with myself. But I'm like, you know, maybe she means, like, the religious thing where you worship the fat cow or whatever. So then today on Twitter, somebody said, DeAndre, why don't you, because DeAndre, of course, is on Twitter like, Leanne called me fat. How do you like that, mother? You know, she's like a huge victim over it, which she should be. And so Leanne is like, no, some girl goes, this was a religious thing. You're so stupid. You don't even understand it wasn't about being fat or whatever. And Leanne goes, no, I was wrong and I'm sorry. But look what DeAndre said about her assistant. You can't put a skirt on a trunk. On a tree trunk. And I was like, you guys are the fucking craziest people I follow on Twitter. You were just given the perfect out to calling somebody fat.
Yeah.
She's like, nope, didn't do it. She went, because Dandra has a new podcast with her mom, Mama D. So obviously go listen to it. I can't believe we have it. We have to do that on a bonus episode.
We should listen to it. What's it called? It's called I Don't Give a Rip, I think.
I don't give a dog's rip.
I don't give a rip.
Yeah.
Mama D, wow. I love Mama D. She is terrifying. She is really. We actually were lucky enough to meet Mama D back in January in Dallas, and I have never trembled so much in my life. Just seeing this like little lady with piercing eyes, way scarier like than this. Anything. She's like,
It's like Barrett. We had like holes going through our head. You know, she was really lovely.
It's terrifying.
But apparently, they have a podcast, and on it, Dandra told her assistant, like, "You can't put a skirt on a tree trunk, honey," or something like that. And Leanne listened, and I guess took notes, and was like, "She did it too." Oh no!
You can put a skirt on a tree trunk.
You know, literally could.
You could. That's gonna be my new podcast.
So anyway, fat cow. You know, my God, who does that?
Yeah.
So Carrie just is so traumatized. She doesn't even know what to say to this because you can't. It's like trying to argue with Cameron, you know? So Carrie's like, I'm going to inconspicuously leave in my glow necklace.
So then I'm like, okay. I was like, wow, so that was a great episode. Like, no, there's more. I was like, really? It's like Ramona's like, whoa, don't leave.
Don't
there's die. More, okay? There's more Real Houses of Dallas coming up. But first, here's a paid advertisement from Ramona Lifestyle Brand. Hey, next time you want to entertain, what you got to do is you got to take some vodka and soda. And it's a cocktail that I call the Ramona, okay? Brand new original cocktail. You're welcome.
So it's scary music time, and they go to this little, like, poor house in Texas. It doesn't look very scary. It looks like everywhere I've ever lived, basically, in Texas.
It's like the Hill House of the Haunting of Hill House. It's like a real, like, place that ghost hunting people go to. So,
and the music's like, shot of a little baby sitting on an old couch. Shot of a normal-looking little Santa. And then Brandy comes in here, and she meets Linda, who's like, hey.
Hi, I'm Linda. Oh, yeah, we, Hi. Chet and I got this place as an investment property.
Oh, yeah, we got it as a foreclosure.
Yeah. Well, we were going to sell it to Martha down the street, because she had some issues with Clifford.
Like $20, like they paid us to take this place, but...
Turns out there's a ghost in the attic.
We've had experiences here. You know, lots of weird things. We can just keep renting it because stupid people think it's haunted.
Yeah. You know? We first detect the ghost. We were watching Grace Under Fire, and we're like, who is that person laughing so hard? Is that you, Steve? Because Steve was over. Steve said no. Apparently it was a ghost. Loved Brett Butler.
We have had some major experiences here. Yeah. One time someone talked to somebody behind a shower curtain. Yeah. That was just Leanne.
Yeah.
I've always supported shower curtains. Thank you for the shower curtains in my wedding.
It took a lot of confidence to keep showering.
while I was talking to you in the bathroom.
So stupid.
It took a lot of confidence to lather up your hair while I was talking about you.
So then Brandy, you know, I have to give it to Brandy because she's like, there's never a time that I haven't seen the spiritual world. One time I was like laying in bed and my grandma was sitting at the edge of the bed with a cigarette and she said, don't smoke cigarettes because you can't do cartwheels like this. And then she did a cartwheel, but it had bad form. So I did a better cartwheel and then she went to hell forever.
I love that her grandma came to her bedside and was smoking a cigarette. Hey, Tuts.
That's me if I'm ever a grandmother. I'm like, boo.
Yeah. Boo, you little bitch. Hey. You trash. Ha, poof, I'm gone.
You owe me $20, you ungrateful little bitch.
I mean, I would haunt you, but you're in a single. I don't know. I don't want this stupid RV.
So Linda's like, all right, text me if you die. Bye, hon. So who is Kiko?
That's the bird. That's,
Kiko the bird.
I answered that like I was on a game show.
Like, who is
that's
Kiko?
That's the bird. That's the bird.
Who's okay. Kiko?
We'll take Kiko for 400, please.
Carrie has a bird. It's like, oh, Kiko, how? Kiko, you should have invited your friend to this thing. You need to get over it, Kiko. So she's talking to her bird, and Dandra comes over. And she's like, are you ready for a haunted house or what? That's what you look like when you tried to exercise a dead person.
So apparently the day before, you know, Carrie told Dandra, listen, Leanne told me if you just reach out to her and send her a text, then she will invite you to the wedding. So Deandra's like, okay, I will send one text, brother.
And that is it.
And that is it. Okay? So she sent Leanne a text, and Leanne wrote back and said, thanks for reaching out. I thought maybe you were upset about something from Mexico, and that made me sad. All weddings should be elopings. They are way too much work. Huh? Still not invited, bitch.
Did something go wrong in Mexico, mother? I don't remember anything going wrong in Mexico. We had a good time!
So, windly tout is what in front. Tightly wound.
That took a lot of courage to get through that.
It took courage!
So,
at moments like this, all I see are the exit signs.
I know. Yeah. But I mean, to be fair, is there anything like less sincere than being like, well, she just has to text me, and then you get it like clearly Carrie told her. Well, never mind. The whole thing is so ridiculous.
Well, this is like if your mom was friends with your mom. Yeah. It's like people just guilting each other. Well, it would have been nice if you called me. It would have been nice if you had a phone. It would have been nice if you knew how to write. It would be nice if you knew what pencils were. It would be. You know, it's like on and on. Pencils were.
Be nice if my envelope got delivered for once. USPS.
So Dandra's like, that is ridiculous. This is complete bullshit, mother. So then Cameron comes over and she's like, girl.
It's like reverse hauntings. Ghosts just are fleeing at that sound.
I know. It's like The Exorcist, but she doesn't mean to.
Yeah. So,
spirits flying out of avocado toast to go home. You know, they're like, get me out.
Haunted avocado toast. Yeah. I like that. So, so then Stephanie shows up at the Hill House and she's like, oh God, it's haunted house. She's like, oh, that's a gross couch. Which, by the way, it's like, just because your house is haunted doesn't mean you can't decorate it, okay? Like, why don't you,
that's
like...
true. Actually, that's go a to very living good spaces. Point.
Go to Home Goods. Like,
I want to meet
update
that Blair
that
Witch.
Decor.
Yeah, I want to meet that Blair Witch and just be like, have you heard of a Brazilian blowout? What the fuck are you doing? Why you always got to face a corner and be so depressing?
Did it ever occur to you that maybe the ghosts are haunting you because they're like, bitch, we hate this couch. Change yes. it. We live here.
Hey, Freddy Krueger, guyliner. Try it. You know, make an
yeah.
effort.
He's like, can we get an accent wall, please?
Police.
Danielle Staub is the ghost. Pay attention, police. Boo. She's aggravated. She probably does haunt someplace.
She's
and no
terrifying.
One pays attention to her.
She's literally terrifying.
She is. She is a living ghost.
It's like the ghost that comes into your life, and then just suddenly you're buying it a new house with a great kitchen. You're like, wait a minute, that ghost has totally used me.
She fucks up your pottery while you're trying to do it Demi Moore style. Like, wait a second.
So Stephanie's like, I've never had encounters with ghosts, but like in a small southern town, how bad could ghosts be?
Yeah, you know those.
Shall I pull out a fucking history book, Stephanie? Are you kidding me right now?
I know. So then, okay, so.
Like, wow.
No, I'm just laughing because I wrote down the stupidest note. Deandra, Carrie, and Cameron pile into a car with Leanne. Why did I write that?
Because at this point, so much has happened. There's been hand filler, there's been sleeves, there's been like, ugh! There's been so much, and now it's like, let's take a van. I'm kind of bored in.
Yeah. So the women all arrive at the house, and Brandy's like flicking the lights on the porch to make it look really scary, you know, which is something that I would totally do. And then, they walk in, and Carrie's like, ah, I'm super friendly to ghosts. Don't be mad at me. I'm super friendly. Unlike others, I'm very positive when I'm a guest in someone's house. Leanne.
Come on, ghosts. I just want to make sure we're all invited.
So they're all acting, you know, Carrie and whatever, they're acting like they're scared, but not Leanne. Leanne's like...
That surprised me. I really thought Leanne was like, when I was a little girl, I was on the Scrambler and I looked next to me and it was the ghost of John Tyler, former president. I was like...
Like, I grew up in a carnival. We know... Like, I grew up in a carnival, and we made you pay to make you believe that bullshit, okay?
The least hauntable person in America is Leanne Locken.
Yeah.
Those ghosts have been trying for years.
I'm going to kill you. It's like, do you know what I went through as a child?
You can't kill me because I'm already dead inside.
I feel like I'm underground, clawing my way back through the earth.
Do you know what it's like to be raised in a trailer and never get to celebrate Halloween because you're already dead? By the way, is everyone up on the latest news about Judaism? Did anyone know about this?
Oh, my God. Well, thank God, because...
Is everyone up on the latest... So,
you know, I was wondering what Jews were going to be doing this month, so thank you.
So, for those of you guys who don't know, I'm Jewish, and
I feel like that deserves some applause. Just
thank you. You don't know what I've been through.
Considering we're entering an extremely ignorant section,
do we have any fellow? Are there any fellow Jews here?
Just fake it.
So, you guys, my fellow Jews, there's been a big update to Judaism. Big. According to Torah scholar Jax Taylor.
He dated her once. You know he did.
Let me see. I actually took a picture of this tweet because I was like, this is gonna be important. Okay. So Jax tweeted this out last night. Because, you know, he and Brittany are living in a new place. Hold on. I'm pulling it up. Of course I can't
pull it up. In the very foreign section of the valley.
Well,
he's acting like they moved 20 hours away. He's like, finally, here I am in the valley with Brittany.
Well, I can't find it, but he basically says, it's along the lines of, oh, man, I just found out that Jewish people don't celebrate Halloween, and Britt and I live in a heavily Jewish location. This really is a bummer, because we were really looking forward to passing out candy this year. So there you have it, guys. We've been doing it wrong all this time.
Yeah.
No Halloween for us.
Thanks a lot, Jewish people.
Sorry.
Ruining everything.
I'm sorry, God. Yeah.
What about Valentine's Day? Do you guys have any respect?
I like that this is what Jax was looking forward to. Like, this was like his goal in life, was to pass out candy. Like, I feel bad for those parents who, like, were unlucky enough to take their children to Jax Taylor's home. Like, trick or treat, no kids, back in the station wagon.
It's like the guy who says he's poor before the party, because you know motherfucking Jax ain't ever passing out the candy. He's always taking. He's always there with his little fucking pumpkin.
Probably
his lights out
Smarties.
When you see his TV on in there.
Yeah, he hangs out like 100 grands.
His what?
You know.
Country grams?
100 grams.
Oh, 100 grams are decent.
They're good.
They're good.
They're good, but compared to a peanut butter cup, it's like, well, this is fine.
Peanut butter cup's overrated. Here's what you need for a peanut butter cup. Some M&Ms and a spoon with some peanut butter. That's a peanut butter cup.
You know what?
Not a peanut butter cup. It's like a peanut butter deep throat. Just take it down.
What about a Kit Kat? I would prefer a Kit Kat over 100 grand.
They're trying too hard.
What about a Twix? What about a Snickers? What about a Nestle's Crunch? The point is this. We all know. Actually, Brittany probably makes a very lovely, like, trick-or-treat selection, and Jax eats all the good stuff, and there's nothing but Smarties left for all the kids.
Yes.
And ham sandwiches.
So point is, we're at a haunted house. It's just very scary.
Yes. Jax's house.
And Brandy's really trying to work this scary haunted house. You know, she's like, boo. Boo! And everyone's like, ah! And then they have another person that needs to be recast. Lisa. He's like, hey, I'm the medium. It's like, oh,
hi.
My God.
Yeah.
You guys need to put some Craigslist ads out for some scary people to run this place.
So she's like, yeah, so I'm the medium. Like, what's going on? And so Cameron's like, you know what? One time, I was reaching out to the spiritual world. My girlfriend, she contacted my dead dog, and it brushed against me.
She contacted my dog who died through a Ouija board.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm pretty sure that was Corp walking by, but...
It was really scary. And Lisa's like, almost any piece of land you have, you're going to have some kind of spirit. Anybody else? Anybody else? And Carrie's like, do spirits do something sexual to you, huh? Tell me about it. She's like, I've never heard about that one.
No.
Okay.
They just mainly want a new couch. Yeah.
They like throwing balls and make little fake Santas on couches move. It's pretty much what they like.
Yeah, they're really into the ball game. You'll see that in a moment.
All right, now we're going to walk through this house with some tools. This is a pendulum, and it swings. Now, the only way you can ask this thing is only going to answer you yes or no. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
And you'll notice that if you move your hand, it'll swing. So when it swings, know that there's a ghost there, or you're actually swinging it yourself. Yes.
She's like, look, this is where kids played. It's a room full of toys, like creepy toys. She's like, yeah. I sense that this is the kids' room. Well, no shit, Lisa. It's like walking into some room with, like, empty Domino's boxes and, like, broken M&Ms on the ground. I think Ronnie was here. Yeah, Lisa, we know. I'm, like, literally sitting there stuffing my face.
It's like, could someone just call a TaskRabbit to clean this shit up? It's just a disaster, okay?
Ghosts don't have that.
So Carrie's like,
I just want to call a TaskRabbit. Phone won't tap.
I can't touch. I always feel like that when I try to, like, touch something on my phone and it doesn't respond. I'm like, am I a ghost? So Carrie's like, can I sit on the floor and play with the ghosts? Like, yeah, sure, knock yourself out. It's dirty, but whatever.
Carrie's even going to start with a fight with a goddamn ghost. You know, that woman is trying. Good for you, season one. It's an audition. You go. I give it to her.
So they all sit down. Carrie sits down to play with the children ghosts. And she's like, ah, something touched my leg. I'm like, yeah, you're surrounded by people. That's what happens.
But they did have things like moving back at them. Remember they threw that ball? They were like, we're going to roll a ball right now. Now watch this. And the ball rolls. And then they're like, oh, ha-ha, nothing happened.
Well,
and then it came back at them. It's like, yeah, oh.
It rolled back. And Leanne goes, oh, my God. The ball rolled.
Shocker.
You know what balls do? They roll.
They roll.
I'm like, Leanne, stop stealing our lines.
They don't just stop and then get kicked at you, Leanne.
Well, also, when they initially rolled the ball, it, like, rolled away, and then it, like, stopped.
Yeah, stopped.
And then Brandy goes, oh, she didn't want to play with her ball anymore. I'm like, no, she wants to play with the fucking Nintendo Switch. She's beyond the ball.
I know. Ghosts are over it. They're like, I'm on my iPhone. Shut up.
Why do they keep trying to play ball with me? I'm 14.
Okay, so then we get into my favorite Dallas thing, which is who had the worst childhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one to do. Yeah.
So Carrie went out and talked to the psychic, and basically Linda was like, you seem like a nice lady and you have a husband. She's like, oh my God, this touched me. So she comes back inside. And she's like, she said that my life was so difficult, but then I came back and I did so great after that. And I've been so lucky. So lucky. And Linda goes, oh really? What was so difficult?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to try this one again. I got a lot more carnival stories than you want ever had about your mom. Your mom abandoned you. Yeah. Did you ever get abandoned on the Trabant? Huh?
So Carrie's like, well, my parents were divorced at one, and they were both alcoholics, and my dad wanted to keep me, but my mom kidnapped me to Mexico, and she was a drunk, and so it was like a really, like, legit sad story.
It was like, that's like some hardcore, you know, stuff.
It was legit, and really all you're supposed, even if it's fake, you just go, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that's so hard.
And Leanne basically
traps
her.
Like, I literally never do that.
So Leanne traps goes, oh wow, you got kidnapped. You got kidnapped in Mexico.
How young were you?
You were going to clubs. Hey, how young were you when you were in the clubs? She's like, 14 to 15. Mm. Oh yeah.
Mm, I was having sex at 13. What about that?
What about that? Yeah, I'm having sex at 13.
What about that?
Yeah.
And Carrie goes, well, I only had sex at 19. And Leanne's like, well, sexually abused people use sex. And I was like, what are you doing? Just let the lady.
Why are you one upping her?
And Carrie's like, she always thinks she's the only one with pain. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
Like, really? Do you know the shit I went through? I'm just talking back to my TV.
Yeah.
But Carrie's like, look, I had a difficult life and I could have made excuses, but I chose to keep going. And Leanne goes, is that directed at me?
I've lost a lot of faith at things that are directed at me ever since the USPS screwed me over with those invitations.
Goddamn postal service, tell me about the Elvis stamp, bitch.
So she's like, well, some people, is that directed at me?
Because some people accuse me of using my childhood as an excuse.
And Carrie's like, do you? And she's like,
only because my childhood was so terrible. How dare you, man?
So, yeah, so Carrie's basically like, you know, I think you're just using it to, like, make excuses for your actions. And Leanne's like, oh, please reserve your condescending judgment, okay? When I was a child, people were very condescending to me in judgy ways, and it was very difficult for me.
What are you supposed to use your childhood for? It's literally built as an excuse for you to use for everything. I do it. I do in therapy. I pay somebody to use that as a goddamn excuse. It hurts.
It hurts.
So they're like, they're trying to like one up each other and stuff, you know, and like, you know, Leanne's been like, you never get over your childhood, especially when my childhood has been just like a little bit more traumatic than your childhood was, you know, just a little bit more. You never get over it. And even if I did get over it, I probably would get over it a little bit later than you did. You know, I probably lived with that trauma a little bit longer than you did, you know. But meanwhile, upstairs, like Deandra and Brandy are like, in a whole other TV show. They're like trying to find ghosts in the attic. And they are like clunking around, like knocking things over, like. So there's like these two women one upping each other about like terrible childhood trauma while you're screaming from upstairs.
So finally they come, because they don't want to listen to Leanne go on. You know, Brandy's like, I would rather, you know, be around ghosts and listen to more of Leanne's shit, you know?
Yeah.
So they finally come back down, and Leanne tells Deandra,
what were you doing? Waiting for a kettleball to roll back at you?
So then we get another inane Deandra and Leanne fight. So she's like, can I talk to you for a minute? Can I talk to you for a minute, mother?
She's like, I'm fine right here. You can talk right in front of Cam.
And Cam's like, not even listening.
No. Offering a taco salad to the ghosts. It's peace. So, so Deandra and Leanne are talking, and Leanne is now, again, trying to put it all on Deandra. They're, like, the reason why she hasn't invited her to the wedding. She's like, well, I was just afraid that I did something to you in Mexico and I pissed you off, and that's why you weren't texting me at all, you know? And Deandra's basically like, no, I just didn't want to.
You're supposed to text me.
You're supposed to text me.
You're supposed to, if you like me, you would have texted me back.
Well, if you like me, you would have given the shit and texted back.
It's like the dumbest fucking fight, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just ends with Deandra going, well, you know what? Why did you invite Carrie? Because you don't even know Carrie. Why would you invite her to her wedding? And she goes,
well, I didn't invite her.
I didn't invite her.
Who invited Carrie to my wedding?
I don't know. Who's Carrie? Who's Carrie? And you know who like, Carrie is?
Carrie's like, oh, really? Let me look on my cell phone. I have an invitation that says, Carrie, new lady, season one Carrie. You're going to be great on the show. Please come to my wedding and enjoy it. My name is Steve Kimball. I'm writing you because of Leanne Lucan.
I'm not familiar. I don't. Who is Steve?
Who's Steve?
Who's Steve?
Who is that?
Are you? Who are you? Are you a production assistant?
Only know
I get some water. Can I get some water, please? You're not invited.
Does he deliver mail?
I'm not sure. I'm from the carnival. I had a childhood.
So she's just obviously lying. And Leanne goes, "Well, I don't know who had your contact information. Whoever had your contact information probably gave it to whoever Steve is."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You're going to pretend you didn't invite me? You made the list!"
Let me tell you something. It takes a lot of courage to tell someone they're invited and then the next night act like they don't even know who they are. That takes a lot of courage, what I'm doing. So you better respect that.
Yeah, so Leanne's just like, "Wouldn't me? Have no idea what you're talking about. Have you heard about my childhood?" And then Brandy just goes, "Thanks for a spectacular evening." And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Dallas.
You guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Richmond.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
so
Virginia.
Much.
Thank you for having us.
We love you guys.
You guys
for
are
such
so
a beautiful
wonderful.
Night.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good
love
night,
you
everyone.
Guys.
For a while, 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also 4 times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.